The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
To the UK next, where controversy surrounding Glastonbury continues to dominate the headlines. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has led the public criticisms following punk duo Bob Villain for chanting the calls for death to the Israeli Defence Forces. There's now mounting pressure on the BBC about why they continued to broadcast Bob Villain's performance. This comes after the BBC had made a decision to not live stream the performance of rap trio Kneecap due to previous comments that they had made during live performances. But of course, their performance at Glastonbury was both live streamed and recorded and uploaded to social media subsequently. Here's some of what they had to say at Glastonbury.
The Irish suffered 800 years of colonialism at the hand of the British state. He knows how to choose his moments. But the Irish, we were never bombed from the skies with nowhere to go. The Palestinians have nowhere to go, literally. Not only are they being bombed from the skies, they're now being starved to death. Kids being starved to death.
Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Georgie Prodromo, who is the political editor with Bauer Media UK. Can you bring us up to date, Georgie, on what exactly the Prime Minister has said?
Yes, so good morning. The Prime Minister has been reacting to this quite strongly. He's called this appalling hate speech and says the BBC does have questions to answer over this live broadcast of this performance on Saturday. Now, this is a London-based English punk rap duo. They formed back in Ipswich in 2017. They've already performed at big festivals like Reading and Leeds here in England. The BBC say that some of the comments were deeply offensive, that they issued a warning on screen about this very strong and discriminatory language. The set won't be available, though, on BBC iPlayer to watch back, and the government have welcomed that decision. Now, Glastonbury Festival say they were appalled too, that the comments very much crossed the line, but they do have almost 4,000 performances on site, that there will inevitably be artists on the stages whose views we don't share. Now, here, the Conservatives this morning, also very strong words on this. Shadow Home Secretary Chris Philp has said it's clear that the rappers were inciting violence and hatred, and to go even further, that they should be prosecuted for that. Altogether, a really big political reaction to this from Westminster today. Everyone wanting to make sure they denounce what's been going on at Glastonbury over the weekend.
Are we likely to see a police investigation? I mean, we've precedent given their investigation into Kneecap's comments previously.
I think we're just going to have to wait and see on that front, to be honest. It will be up to the police whether they think that that constitutes a terror offence, those chants that we heard at that concert, but we'll wait and see on that front. We haven't heard anything here. Well, what is clear though is that the BBC are being very much put in the spotlight by the politicians today over whether they should have allowed that live broadcast to continue. Now, we know there was of course warnings on screen, but they're not putting it on BBC iPlayer, but we are waiting to hear if the BBC have anything else to say about this after, of course, as you mentioned, not showing Kneecap performance as well.
And of course, it's not just politicians that are putting them under pressure. Ofcom has raised questions, which will be significant from the BBC's perspective.
Yeah, of course. And they will be, they will have to answer to that, especially. Now, we know that the Prime Minister has been very clear about this when he spoke about Kneecap, of course, last week as well. He said that there's no excuse for this kind of appalling hate speech. They shouldn't be given a platform. And that goes, as he said, for any other performers making threats or inciting violence. That's what he said last week before Kneecap had performed, before this other performance as well at Glastonbury that's causing controversy. So yes, BBC will be not only looking at what politicians have to say today, but Ofcom as well, who they will have to answer questions with. Now, of course, we know this goes out live, but they do have a slight delay, as I'm told. So we'll see what happens and what their answer is on this. But so far, it is being welcomed by people like the Prime Minister, by the Culture Secretary, that they aren't putting this on iPlayer, that people can't go on the BBC website and are not able to watch this back. We know the Prime Minister had very strong words for Kneecap last week. He's got very strong words today for Bobby Dylan. So we'll see what he has to say later. Now, he's got a lot going on this week with his welfare reforms and how controversial they are. So he's probably a bit more focused on that today. But of course, the kneecap saga will continue as we see he's on unconditional bail, Liam O'Hanna, following this terror charge here in London for allegedly displaying this flag in support of Hezbollah at a gig here, something he denies, and he's due back in court on the 20th of August. So I'm sure this is likely to play out over the next few months as well.
So Ofcom has said that they're very concerned and the BBC has questions to answer and that they're obtaining further information as a matter of urgency. The BBC have put out a statement saying the team were dealing with a live situation, but with hindsight, we should have pulled the stream during the performance. We regret this did not happen. And quotes, in the light of this weekend, we will look at our guidance around live events so we can be sure teams are clear on when it is acceptable to keep output on air. Now, I would have thought the BBC is squarely in the crosshairs here, Georgie, because whatever about your views politically on the comments and the relative merits of them, the BBC operates under its own programming guidelines and they make absolutely clear without any question that the BBC can't broadcast something like that.
Absolutely. And this was always, I think, going to be a politically charged Glastonbury. We knew this because kneecap were able to perform. We knew that the Palestine and Israel situation was causing tension anyway. We saw, didn't we, that, I mean, when you're looking at the crowd and watching it on the BBC, you can see the sea of Palestinian flags in the audience. I think overall, it would have been, it might have been naive of the BBC to think that this wasn't something to expect and to be wary of and to have a plan in place for as well. So Ofcom now saying they are very concerned about this, as you say, coming in the last few minutes. We'll see how this progresses. But should they have known that something like this might occur and should they have had a clear plan in place for it? I think that might be the case. And we'll have to wait and see how this progresses, of course. But yeah, definitely questions for them to answer from not only the government, but Ofcom as well. And we'll see how this progresses over the next couple of days. But should they have known that something like this might occur and had a plan? I think you could probably answer that.
Well, it's interesting that you give that analysis of should they have had a plan in place, because if you go to that statement, that's an exercise in throwing the team under the bus who are dealing with the live performance. They say, we're dealing with a live situation. In hindsight, we should have pulled the stream. We regret it did not happen. It can't have been a difficult thing, as you say, in the knowledge that Glastonbury was going to be politically fraught, for the BBC to say, look, we're going to run a 2-minute delay on the live feed so that if anything is said, we have scope to pull the broadcast and go to something else. I mean, that's broadcasting 101, is it not?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? And you'd think, I mean, there's 4,000 performers, as Glastonbury have said. There's going to be a lot going on at the festival. Does the live stream have to be of that gig in particular, that performance in particular? Could they not have quickly gone on to something else? I agree. I think the team that were dealing with this should have had clear guidelines, and this should have come from the top, essentially, shouldn't it? To really say, we know what's likely to go on at this festival this year. Next year is a fallow year. They're looking after the field, so there won't be a Glastonbury next year. So they won't have this story about next year. But looking at this, I think really knowing just how politically charged this Glastonbury was always going to be, even from the start, you've got the Prime Minister before it's even gone ahead saying that no kind of hate speech should be put on Glastonbury Festival. If that isn't a warning to get ready for something that could happen, I don't know what is.
Well, kneecap, of course, may have avoided further problems, because though they called for a riot outside their court appearance in London, they then reversed that and said, we actually don't want a riot, we just want love and peace and happiness. That, of course, being to do with comments that had been made previously in respect of and talking about the death of Tory MPs. That case has now dissolved, isn't that correct?
Yes, so the case now is looking at this alleged flag that was used at one of their gigs. So they were, given unconditional bail following this terror charge. Now, this was about Liam O'Hanna, whose name is, as it's appearing in court, is now, in trouble for this, displaying potentially a flag in support of Hezbollah at a gig here in England, something which he denies. This is due back in court now on the 20th of August. But as you say, that potential for a riot outside court didn't materialise. There were, however, a lot of people there cheering, supporting. And we know at Glastonbury over the weekend as well, so many thousands of people turned out to see their gig and this set that they had, that they actually had to close off the field for 45 minutes before the start of it. So obviously a lot of people wanting to see what all the fuss is about at Glastonbury as well.
Yeah, I was speaking to Fignor Brainon from the Hot House Flowers on my own show at the weekend, who was at the gig, and he said that it was absolutely standing room only and beyond standing room only. Georgie, thank you so much. Georgie Prodromo, political editor with Bauer Media UK. Standing room only, obviously metaphorical, given that everybody's standing. After the break, Polo Canela with Travel Tips.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.